think it's probably worthwhile here just talking about what we mean by vesting, okay? Vesting is simply kind of like when there's a couple of tests or some tests that has to be passed before the actual contract is exercised. So, for example, it could just simply be, and it normally is in pensions, that you have to work there for, let's say, 5 years. And we call that 5 years the vesting period. That's the test. And then after the 5 years, the contract actually vests, and therefore you are then owed the money. So with a past service cost, what happens is you have a vesting period sometimes, and the vesting period might, let's say again, 5 years. And then the examiner will say, right, the total cost of this is 100, but only when everyone's been there for 5 years. And he'll say something like 40% have been there for 5 years. So you bring into the accounts 40% of 100, okay, because they have vested. However, I also say in the notes there that you recognise it straight line over the vesting period. So for those who have vested, that 40%, fantastic. The other 60%, he'll say something like, and of the other 60%, they've been there on average 2 years. So they are 2 years of the way through the 5 year vesting period. And so therefore we should be recognising 2/5 of the remainder. And obviously 60% is 60. So 2/5 of 60 would be 24, okay? And so that is what you would bring in as well as the original 40. So you would bring in 64, debit the income statement and credit the pension liability.